The 61st Masters Golf Tournament begins in Augusta, Georgia today. Most of the attention is focused on two very popular golfers with very different reputations. 21-year-old Tiger Woods enters the tournament with an aura of invincibility. In less than a year as a professional, he's won three tournaments and earned over $1 million in prize money. 42-year-old Greg Norman begins this Masters fully aware of his vulnerabilities. He blew a 6-stroke lead on the final day of last year's tournament, went on to lose by 5 strokes. His collapse is considered one of the worst in golf history. Joining me now from Augusta is commentator John Feinstein. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Tiger Woods says he can win, but defending champion Nick Faldo says the young guy needs a little more experience. Now, is Faldo right, or maybe a little cranky about all this Tiger mania?
Well, Faldo's always a little cranky about something, especially the week of a major. But let's remember, Tiger Woods is 21 years old. Last year, Gene Sarazen, who, by the way, will hit the ceremonial first ball here this morning at the age of 95, was asked about Tiger Woods, and he said, how old is he? And he said, somebody said, he's 20. And he said, well, when I was 20, I won the PGA and the U.S. Open in the same year. So being 21 doesn't mean you can't win a major championship, especially when you've been trained to do it all your life, and the golf course, as Augusta National is set up for your game the way this golf course is set up for Tiger Woods because of his length and because of his ability to make long putts.
I wonder if Sarazen needed security guards to part the crowd so he could practice on the putting green.
Well, he probably would, given his popularity, but Tiger Woods is used to that kind of thing. Everywhere he goes, he needs security to get him to his car when he goes to a restaurant. He's got an entourage now. That's the thing of young athletes now. If you're a star, you have to have an entourage. And he's used to that, and that's part of the deal for him when he plays golf, and that's the way it'll certainly be today when he's paired with Nick Faldo, which will be, you know, the best pairing of the first day.
Now, how can Greg Norman play this game when he's surrounded by people reminding him of his collapse of last year?
By the way, you know, when President Clinton collapsed in Greg Norman's house, people said it was because it was contagious. And that's the kind of joke that Greg Norman has been hearing for the last 12 months, and I think that he'll be fine playing golf today, tomorrow, and Saturday. But if he gets to Sunday and he's got a chance to win, all those memories from last year are bound to come flooding back only because he's a human being. How can they not come flooding back?
Do you sense any anxiety at Augusta this year about a repeat performance?
Oh, I think only perhaps from Norman. I think for everybody else, while it was a shocking thing to watch last year, everyone else is ready for the golf tournament. They're excited about Tiger Mania and the Masters and the weather and all of that. Greg Norman has to have last year on his mind, though.
Yes. All the focus on these two. I mean, there's Faldo. He's going for his fourth Masters title. What are his chances?
Well, I think his chances are good. He's playing very well. In fact, he's playing better than he was playing a year ago coming in here when he won. And people forget that he shot a brilliant round of 67 on that last day to catch Norman because everybody remembers what Norman did. He's got a great chance, and so does Tom Lehman, by the way, who won the British Open last year and has twice come close to winning the Masters. So he's another player I would watch.
Any other contenders?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of them. Phil Mickelson, who was Tiger Woods 4 years ago, and now everybody's sort of forgotten that he's only 26 and he's already won 10 golf tournaments. Davis Love, who's been so close to winning major titles. I think both of them have a good chance, too.
John Daly's too busy to be in Augusta this year.
Yeah, John Daly's a very sad story right now. He's had a relapse of his alcoholism. He's at the Betty Ford Center in rehab. He had a bad drinking bout in Florida 2 weeks ago, checked himself into Betty Ford. Here's a guy who's only 30 years old, and people wonder if he's going to go on and be the great player we all thought he was going to be 5 years ago, or perhaps never be a serious contender anywhere again.
I've heard the azaleas have already bloomed, and they're gone.
Well, you know what a flower expert I am, Colonel. And they are gone, and I think they're going to end up painting some flowers to make it look good for television this weekend.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled, Days and Nights on the PGA Tour.